Good morning, you're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm at the NWFA show in Nashville. It's the last day of the show. I'm with Rick Knowles. Rick, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Kemp. How are you?
Good. Good to be with you. It's somewhat newsworthy that you're now over at Pantem. We'll get into that in just a minute. Let's tell our listeners that may not know about you a little bit of your background. Let me start with what I know. I know you started out growing up in the business. Your father was with Clint Hubbard's dad at Mar Glenn, and you went through the Queen training program, started out being a carpet guy. Then you ended up with Bruce. You left Bruce prior to the sale to Armstrong. Then you were with Mannington. You headed up their wood program. Then you were with Medallion. Then with Shaw. And now this switch to Pantem. Did I get that right?
Yeah, you got it right.
So this move to Pantem, very interesting. I must point out that in your 9 years at Shaw, I guess they had a vision. You joined them, and now they're the second largest domestic player in the business, right?
That's correct.
So you've been through this whole acquisition of Anderson, this starting up of the plant in South Pittsburgh, and it's been a busy time, hasn't it?
It was a great experience.
So let's talk about this decision to come over to Pantem.
Well, the move to Pantem had a lot to do with the relationship with Harold Yackel, who owns the company. Harold and I have been very good friends for about 14 years. We've done a lot of business together and stayed in close contact over the years. And Harold needed some help with the relationships and the sales channel. And he's very good at product development and working with the factories and just needed to spend more time on that.
All right. So tell us a little bit about Pantem and who they are and kind of what makes them unique.
Well, Pantem's got a long history in the timber industry, both in log and the plywood business. It really started as a plywood business a long, long time ago. It started out of Germany. It moved to the United States. Harold's brother is running the European operations for Pantem. And Harold came to the United States. I think he fell in love about 30 years ago with an American girl and came over here. I think what makes Pantem different than a lot of, quote, importers is that we have two factories in Indonesia and one in Thailand. We're not brokers or people that are just looking for factories to bring products in the United States. We own that capacity and own the responsibility of moving that capacity both in North America and Europe.
So this is not an arm's length relationship you have with this production, and you are basically the sales arm for this factory, right?
We're the sales and marketing arm. We're committed to move all the capacity, the off-fall products, whatever comes out of those plants, just like anyone that owns a factory. There's a lot of joint venture relationships in terms of equipment purchases and investments and going in different directions in terms of product design and capacities in those plants.
Okay, just quickly tell us about the product. I mean, I know it's some solid, some engineered. You got mostly the wide gambit, but tell us a little bit about what they've got.
Well, we have a pretty good cross-section of products. We have a lot of hand scrape, smooth, sawn face. In engineered, we have sliced, sawn, and rotary peeled constructions. We have solids and engineered in a variety of things. We just do a lot of different textures, a lot of different species, all of which are lacing compliant, in many, many cases, plantation grown.
And you come to the market with the Pantem brand name, and you also do some private label work, right?
We do a lot of private label work, Kemp. As you know, most distributors today have branded programs, typically which are domestic, and then they have their own private label programs, and we fit very nicely in that. We have some branded product offerings, but most of what we do is just fitting into those private label programs that the local distributor is taking to market in their area.
And if somebody wants to find out a little bit more about Pantem, where would they find out about the company?
Well, we have a website, PantemHardwoodFloors.com. You can go on that website and get a pretty good overview of the different products that we have to offer.
All right, so you've been at the show, as I mentioned at the beginning. This is the second day of the show. You were telling me that you've been impressed with the scope and the type of attendees. Tell us a little bit about your review of the show.
Well, I probably hadn't been in the show in 3 or 4 years just because there's typically another industry event that conflicts with this, and I've typically gone to that instead. As we've at Shaw, we divided those responsibilities up. I was very impressed with the attendance yesterday and the activity. We were covered up. I know you came by a couple of times. We were totally covered up all day yesterday. But probably the single most exciting NWFA day I've ever had in my career, and I've been to these things a lot of years.
Did you go to the opening session?
I did not. I had meetings.
Yeah, well, that was pretty exciting, too. I think it's been a good show, and the attendance is up 15% this year from last year, so Michael Martin's doing a good job. with it. So anyway, it's great to catch up with you, Rick. Good luck at Pantim. Again, been talking to Rick Knowles, who is VP of Sales and Marketing with Pantim, and you've been listening to Kemphar and FloridaDaily.net.